Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Awkward Handshake.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
Dave wasn't getting much love from Taylor there. Not Dave, Adam.
I don't think that anybody was really getting much love from Taylor except Taylor's bros.
And Taylor getting love from the banana chips. But
oh, dude, no way, man. I eat what I want.
I mean, can we officially say at this point, like, this season's kind of meh?
I didn't mind. I thought there was a lot of build up, and I felt bad that Michelle didn't really get much in her boot episode. I thought for sure that Taylor was going.
No, but I thought Adam was going, just because Adam was playing a horrible game. But
yeah, Adam,
all of a sudden, he's playing a horrible game when everybody up until this point, you know, had been saying that. But they also, I don't know, like, he's definitely got a bit Steven-esque in this episode. But he unlike Steven, he became self-aware at one point and was like, I'm playing too hard.
He became David. That's why I slipped and called him David, because now he's paranoid. All he had to do is go, okay, I'm voting with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to poo-poo on this season. I don't want to poo-poo on whatever, but I'm just,
yeah, don't poo-poo. It's okay. It's not the best so far.
It's starting up. I think they should have.
The problem is that they voted out some of the, you know, I think getting rid of Michaela kind of put a damper on it.
For sure.
But
I think that they should have listened to our boy Ken, you know, they should have gotten rid of Taylor. They were just worried that one of them had the idol or they would play it for each other.
Yeah, I mean, Michelle's the easier play because nobody's going to expect them to go for Michelle. So I'm fine with them booting out Michelle. I thought
that was a good move because, you know.
That's a very typical merge boot.
Taylor's the one you want to get rid of.
Right.
But if he does have the idol or if Jay plays the idol for him, then boom. Then it comes back and then they lose somebody. Well, it would have been Adam, though, so they wouldn't have really lost anybody.
Right, because little does Adam know he's on the bottom there, but isn't going after somebody that nobody thinks is a threat or nobody's going to play an idol for, isn't that a very merge boot kind of,
but it's a smart move. Like it's the
stereotypical one.
Because it is the one you want to go with.
Right, because they even did that. They did that at Kagayan, right? I know that they've done it before.
Gives them the power. I mean, they still have the numbers.
Yeah,
they can go after Dave. Oh, not Dave. They can go after Taylor next week or something. We'll see.
Oh, Kagayan's merge boot was Sarah. That was okay. That was a bad example. I just remembered LJ and Tony playing the idol for each other.
LJ was a balding Ken. I guess where Ken's a 10.
Yeah. Well, we got some Ken of the 10 moments.
God forbid a bald person be a 10.
Look! In the name
I'm just saying baldisms.
In the name of keeping positivity out in this atmosphere, we are not going to make fun of Ken and how he looks much better with a hat on.
No, you're talking about LJ.
LJ. Yes.
Ken looks better just by waking up.
Yeah. Ken. All right. Let's not be mean girls.
Newport Beach, man. Cool.
Anyway, let's get to I'm a Kingpin, episode 8. We start at Ikebula on night 20.
Good movie, by the way.
I'm sorry? Oh, Kingpin?
Movie, by the way.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Was that the one with Bill Murray and Woody Harrelson?
Oh, Wilson? I have seen it.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah. All right. Ikebula.
I'm California. We don't have a cow.
Everybody is discussing the big move. Jay is proud of himself because he was worried about Michaela's challenge strength after the merge. Hannah is worried that she's at the bottom of the tribe. She tells everybody that she would have voted their way if they had told her. She's ready to play and wants her revenge. Then we wake up on day 21.
A little bit conflicting there, like for Hannah. But I'm glad she at least did the right thing in the end.
Yeah. Well, unlike the revenge quest that we saw with Taylor, this one was kind of briefly mentioned, and I think Hannah's got that like slow burn for the revenge going on, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Natalie Anderson style.
She's favored to win it, right?
Who, Hannah?
Hannah?
By who?
Yeah, who's favoring her?
Cinderella champion, Betro Gum, Master champion. Cinderella story.
I don't know if anybody is favoring Hannah right now, but
Vegas, it's even money.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, I forgot to check the Vegas. But I don't know. I feel like the odds have been wrong all week, so I don't trust them. anyway, we go to day 21. Boat comes to deliver news of the merch. They have 5 minutes to get their stuff together. Brett
Wait,
is
can
happy.
Can we just comment on Hannah, though, on this one?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
What? It's a boat. What is it? It's coming for us. I was just better to say, is it pirates? What's going on? I just kept... Her just reaction was classic. She thought they were under attack or something. I don't know.
Oh, I know. That was great. But I love how everybody stopped. Like, they have 5 minutes to get their stuff together, but they all stop and hug and make sure that they all celebrate. And it's like, celebrate on a boat. Get your stuff.
Yeah, true. On that one. Yeah. But how much stuff do they have?
Well, that's a great question. Well,
I mean, enough. To
yeah,
bring.
They have enough stuff. They've got their. They probably want to bring camp stuff, like any rewards that they had won that was still at the camp, like pots and pans and whatnot.
Yeah.
But Brett is happy. He says that he hopes he can still trust Jay, who so far has been true to his word. But he's excited to see what Chris has got going on the other tribe. And as soon as we had this confessional, I was like, yep. Jay is going to, they're not going to go their separate ways as soon as they merge. They get on that next beach. We head over to Tikali, and Adam says this is the part of the game where the good players are separated from the mediocre ones. Though, then
and he forgot to mention, and the paranoid ones.
And the paranoid ones.
I like Adam. I want Adam, I'd like to see Adam go as far as he can, but the trust for Taylor, I just don't get.
Yeah,
I think that. I mean,
and he doesn't need him.
Is it like a bit of a bromance for him a little bit?
I don't think it's a bromance.
I think he feels bad, and he doesn't. Exactly. I think it's more of like I feel bad that I voted your girlfriend out.
I think that's exactly what it is. Like, I think what was it? Hannah that made the comment like he has to go back and be one of the cool kids, or was that David back towards the end of the episode?
It was either Zeke or Hannah.
Zeke or Hannah. Okay.
I think it was Hannah.
Okay. I know that they kind of think that that's what it is. And I don't get that vibe. Like, he wants to be a cool kid. I think that he wanted to be the kingpin and wanted to have all these side alliances because he knows the game so well. And he knows that you do really well when you touch base with everyone and you have, you know, a relationship and a bond with everyone.
You can touch base, but when you're giving him all your info.
Well, and I think... Yeah.
To someone who's consistently considered you on the bottom of the pile.
And that's something that Fishback always talks about, how he thinks an immunity idol can be used to build a team, like build a stronger
but
team.
Do
that
it with somebody
rally around
that you trust. Like, he's just like giving
exactly.
it willy-nilly.
I mean, Taylor's an idiot, and I think he overestimated.
You mean Adam's an idiot?
Adam's not an idiot. Taylor's an idiot. I think Adam's mistake was underestimating Jay's lack of idiot. Like, of course he's going to go back and tell his bra.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know.
Bra.
We're on Vanua, and the two votes arrive, and everybody's excited on the tribe. Zeke is excited to be there, but a little nervous to see what connections that the others have made. Michelle feels like she's back in the game now that she's reunited with Jay and Taylor, and the merge beast.
Can I guess? Oh, please. Ask a question in Zeke's background, has he been a cheerleader or anything like that?
I don't know. I don't think
because
so. Why?
He tried to do like a cheerleader move. My daughter was a cheerleader, so I've seen a lot of if you watch when he jumps, he kind of jumps his legs and tries to stick his legs out like do a... You'd have to watch it again. I go,
He watches a lot of football, so maybe he's studied the cheerleaders.
Maybe he's a natural. You never know.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, he could have been a cheerleader at one point. Yeah, we'll have to.
George W. Bush was a cheerleader.
Why don't? Go. Yeah, really?
Yeah, he was with Yale, right, or something?
I think so. I believe so. Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
Party on, Gar.
Yeah, party on. I really had no idea. So there's your fun fact. Jay just brought something interesting to the conversation, guys.
I guess that's Rudy, isn't it? Rudy.
It works.
Dun, 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 dun,
I think that I nominate Jack to tweet at him and ask him if he was ever a cheerleader.
Who, George W. Bush?
No, Zeke.
Yeah, I think I got better chance of Zeke answering me than George.
Oh, I feel W is a pretty down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, hey, but he's probably, I think he's above the Twitter demographic.
So, George, hey, well, how about you as a baseball commissioner? And also, were you ever a cheerleader? Kind of got to butter him up.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, at the I say that way too often. I've turned into you. At the merch feast, everybody's getting to know each other. Brett's a bit nervous about Jay's loyalties after seeing him reunite with other millennials. Chris thinks that he has Dave and Zeke and wants to work with Brett and Sunday. And then they would just need to pull a couple more in.
Was Brett wearing his tailor said, hey, why don't we tell you what your name is, what you do? Was that what Brett was? Oh, wait, what do I do? What am I again? I bury dead people. Yeah. I don't know. What do I do?
I'm kind of.
That's what I thought he was worried about because
Honestly, I kind of wish that we had seen that when he had to go around and say it his turn just to watch Michelle and whoever else's reactions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could have been really funny.
And he goes, no, he's not. No, he's not.
Or just the eye rolling or the like nudge or the whatever.
And then Chris would, I thought you were a cop.
Anyways, Adam, Zeke, and Hannah catch up on what's going on for each tribe. They're nervous about Jay and his dreamy eyes and a bro lions forming.
Bro Chacho.
He just has that way about him.
Bro Chacho. I haven't heard that in two seasons. Jay just did the Katniss Everdeen kiss. salute, rather. I guess the merch tribe, at some point they named it Vinaka, which I think is the three tribes combined, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear that.
I thought it was Nanaka.
It was Nanaka?
No, it's Vinaka.
Vinaka, yeah.
Because it's we have Ikabula. Ikabula, Takali, and Vanua. So.
Yeah.
But Ikabula and Vanua were the two original tribes. Takali was the other one, wasn't it?
Maybe.
No? Okay, I don't know. Don't. Are we losing you?
No, I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care what the name is.
Welcome to Jay.
Self a fresca. Pep up there, buddy. They still have Jolt Cola.
He turns into a pumpkin after 9.
Exactly. I'm an old man.
I'm an old man.
So at Vinaka on day 21, Adam finds an advantage that allows him to steal a reward after has been won by someone else. This is a hashtag survivor first. Is this
a good reward to have? A good thing to have.
Well, you have to wait until there's like one of those advantage in the game situations.
Well, that's why I say the best thing to do would probably wait for an auction.
Yep.
So you're only taking it from one person. Can you imagine four people win reward and you go, no, I want that one.
Yeah.
That's four people are going to say, all right, yeah, you're not getting my vote.
Yeah, but I will say that I think.
Screw you, man.
Out of the three new things that we've seen now, the Dan Foley extra vote, right, and the Stephen vote stealing. This is probably, though, the least threatening of all of them, right?
If you use it wrong, if someone has, you know, they save their 500 and they get a reward, like they said, you get an advantage in the next challenge, I'd steal that from that one person. You're only going to make that one person mad. But you have four people win a reward to go on a helicopter ride and see kids and get all this great food. And you go, Jeff, I'm going to take that one.
Yep.
Right. Agreed. I'm just saying if you use it incorrectly, just like any of the advantages, it's not okay. I'm talking about if it's going to be a reason to vote somebody out, I feel like this is probably the least threatening one.
Well, because also, but nobody knows that he has it, too. That's the main...
Taylor does.
Huh?
Nobody knew.
Taylor does.
Well, that's, you know, his stupidity. But if you played it right, no one would know that, you know, you have... this advantage, whereas in Steven's case and Foley's case, like they knew the spectrum of threat was there. So even this seems less of a threatening device, but that the fact that somewhat nobody knows that he has this advantage he could have used that to his advantage.
Yeah, I would never use it unless it was to take one person's thing away.
Agreed.
Okay, just
unless that person was in my alliance, then I'm also not going to take it from them either.
Just to play devil's advocate a little bit here, at least Adam told him about the advantage and not about the hidden immunity idol.
Sure, but he didn't have to do anything anyway. But we've talked about that already, so I don't want to dig into it too much. But he didn't need to. He didn't need to. Like, whatever crush or whatever thing he has for Taylor, like, he didn't need to bring
even,
it into it.
Taylor even denied him a high five because you can see his hand later. And I'm like going, dude, are you not getting it?
You voted out my girl.
Yeah. Revenge.
This is for Figgy, even though I knocked somebody else up before I went on the show.
Yeah. But that happens.
Hashtag class. Taylor wakes up in the middle of the night and tries to sneak food away. You'd think he was the pregnant one in a mason jar because he's, quote, good at mason jars. I have to say, I thought he was gonna
build something.
I know. I thought that there was gonna be something useful to this too. But I have to say, if I ever get on Survivor or apply to Survivor, Jack, that's what was missing in your audition tape because you didn't tell people you're good at mason jars.
I'm able to take a lid off, fill the jar back up, and put the lid back on.
And he was not stealth about it at all. He was so damn noisy.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, even at Tribal, like, he didn't give two craps, and it was
no, and that's infuriating. That's the kind of bro that is just like makes your head hurt. Right?
That's the kind of bro that's got to go.
Yes, the bro, hashtag the bro has got to go.
I like it.
I like it,
but
too.
But my stomach hurt.
Oh, man.
Jeff's face, though, is just like, it's like you'll see it. You probably have done it with Zach a few times when he does something. You just kind of look at him.
Like, really?
It was a dad looking at a son going, what aren't you getting right now? I'm smacked upside the head. That's exactly what Jeff, he had his look like. If you were my son, I would slap you upside your head.
Yeah. Oh, God. I wonder if his parents watch and are proud of him. I'm sure they are.
They're probably, all right, dude.
It's so gnarly, man.
You got the munchies. I got it.
Hashtag the bro has got to go.
Well, we'll explain the paranoia that's going on around that camp.
I'm sorry?
Because of the weed.
The ganja.
Because there is island paranoid. Weed. Yes. We've already discovered this. There's island weed. That's why Jessica's eyes are still always red.
Weed.
That's how she was able to stand up in that challenge. So for so long, she just went to her happy place. It was in like a Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
So Brett wakes up and catches Taylor, the sly one over there, the stealthy one.
Yes.
Adam also wakes up, but uses the opportunity to try to make friends with Taylor and get him on board with a plan to vote out Will. Taylor,
really, I'm not hungry.
Taylor really isn't falling for it, so...
Taylor didn't tell Adam, hey, can you go get me a beer somewhere?
But he's like, look, why, you just know that he has the food and use it to then play leverage that way. It ended up like everybody knew, so it wasn't that big a deal. But like, why do you think like, oh, I'm going to use this to be friends with him? Like, I don't know how you get to that conclusion.
I think he feels bad because he went right away to try and say, hey, this is what it was. He doesn't want to be your friend anymore. And to be honest, he never did want to be your friend.
Exactly. Like, why do you want to be friends with somebody who doesn't want to be friends with you?
Yep.
Just saying. Just saying.
Maybe he's thinking down the road. Maybe he's thinking, okay, if I'm nice to him, he gets voted off. He's on the jury. I'll get his vote. Maybe that's what the game plan is.
Yeah,
he's
but trying, Taylor maybe didn't he's, care.
I get that. But that's the only thing I'm thinking is he's made. He's just that if I'm nice to everybody and everybody likes me, sometimes that's how it goes with the vote.
I think it was that, and he was just employing that strategy of you try to make somebody, you know, get them on your side by saying, look, I'm showing you this, because we saw that with David and Zeke last week where he was like, hey, dude, I'm showing you the idol. We just saw it backfire because Adam completely misread Taylor.
Well, we've seen nothing. I mean, there could be stuff that we haven't seen, but he's been on their bottom of their pile since day one.
Yeah, don't forget, he voted Figgy out because he knew he was on the bottom. Yeah. So I don't know why he would think that Taylor would wake up and suddenly respect him. I mean, that's clearly
what he
not how it works.
What he should have done is try to get Will on his side.
Oh, I don't think Will would have fallen for it either. I don't think any of them except maybe Michelle.
And even then.
Yeah. He should have just stayed with the
millennial. Gen X.
The nerd block.
The nerd block.
Nerd block and Gen X.
Right. Right.
That's what he should have done. But hindsight.
He's playing too much. He's all over the place.
Does anybody else think that Taylor was actually stressed?
He's fishbacking.
He's fishbacking. Stop it. Does anybody else think that Taylor was actually like stress eating because he was so heartbroken about losing Figgy?
Oh, God. No, I don't think so.
I need to satisfy this urge in some way.
I think he actually forgot who Figgy was.
Yeah.
I remember this girl that was on the
Figgy
island.
Who? I'm all about those mason jars right now, bro.
Yeah. nobody does a mason jar like me. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, and then he had that island weed.
I use these mason jars at home to make extra money at the clinic. So, you know.
All right, moving on.
Well, what else? He's an expert at mason jars. I just don't get it.
He's really good at filling them up with like potpourri and stuff. Okay.
Oh, I was thinking something else, but that's, you know.
I know you were.
Moving on.
I picked that up. So this whole thing ends with Taylor.
Who wouldn't want to have one of Taylor's offspring?
Oh, yeah. That's
currently Figgy.
Who?
And Taylor, if you're listening, we're just kidding because that's what we do, bro.
Now he wants revenge on you, okay?
But first he's gotten on some of these banana chips. Then he's gonna come at you hard.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Next time I see you, I'll bring banana chips. It'll be all good.
Oh man.
You can give me a crappy high five and a crappy handshake.
Banana's such a gross flavor too. I don't know why, but whatever. I guess you're hungry, you're hungry. Or when you're heartbroken and the heart wants what it wants. This whole exchange ends with Taylor, you know, basically still wants to blindside Adam. The next morning, Ken, Brett, Chris, and Sunday are talking about the missing food. Brett's like, yeah, it was totally Taylor. The foursome are ready to get a group of seven together to take out Taylor, Jay, Michelle, or Will. During day 23 on Vinaka, Jay and Taylor know that they're being targeted and want to try to figure out how to get the Gen Xers to flip on themselves. They know that they need to keep Adam. I think that they need to keep Adam for the numbers. Taylor tells Jay about Adam's plan to vote out Will. So they decide that they want to go after Adam. Unfortunately for them, Zeke overhears them. Okay, it's a big beach. Like, how loud do you have to be talking to be overheard?
Yeah, and he seemed
kind
of far away, too, which was... So either has like super hearing or they're just being dumb loud.
I'm going to go with dumb loud. Although Jay really does not seem to be a moron in the game. So
yeah, Zeke wasn't even hiding.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't even hiding. I go, all right, they're just making it look like he can hear this.
Yeah.
Because how do they not see him?
Yeah.
He's got the bright shirt. I mean,
spy shack, Jack.
Yeah.
He walked into he like
He's out in the open spy shack.
Yeah, he made a little box around him. And
his open air spy
said,
shack.
They just,
they just thought he was doing a cheerleading exercise.
Yeah.
So they didn't think he was paying attention.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Taylor tells Will about Adam's plan, and Will starts to freak out, knowing he has to win immunity.
What?
So we go. This is like the most passion that we saw from Will the entire season.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, hey, you're a character again. Like, and this is how bad. I don't want to say bad, but just in terms of like awareness of Will, when you know Adam was trying to get bro tight with Taylor, he's talking about Will. I was like, wait, which one's Will again? I don't remember a Will. It's like, oh, that's right, that Will.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
Oh, good times, good times. But
he even tried to say he's his right hand. He's Jay's right hand man. We vote him off. You're back to being the right hand man. I don't think Taylor's stupid. I think he's just looking at like, whatever, dude.
Yeah. Like, I got my bruh. We're like, we're tight. So we go to the immunity challenge, and they have to balance while holding their hands up on water. And if they move their hands, then the water will fall on them, and they are out.
And they die.
I'd probably suck at this one.
Oh, I think I absolutely would have sucked at this. I don't think
What's
I could
the
have...
mind over matter thing with this one?
No, your muscles get fatigued.
I got a bad shoulder, so I don't think I could hold it. I just don't think I could hold my arm in one spot.
Wow, he has a lot of whining over there, Jack.
Well, you know, unless I got
you
some Taylor's
like
gun
right now, Jack.
Hey, bald! What do you expect me to do this one? Come on.
Because Jay was even saying that. My shoulder. I'm like, Jesus, Jack over here.
Well, I would, but that's what I would. I would it just it hurts. What are you gonna do? My finger.
It hurts, man.
I wouldn't want to be the first one out. Though. I wouldn't want to be the first one out, though.
Sure.
Who was the first? Who was the first one?
Sunday was out first.
Oh, Sunday was out first.
Okay, but I have to. So, did you guys see how they were all, you know, kind of had their hands up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mandy tweeted at me, Ken shackled up might be the best part of this episode. Hashtag Ken is a 10. And I was like, you're right, girl. It really is. I think Jay agreed with me.
Yeah, sure, of course. I do. He's a handsome guy.
He is a handsome guy. So Sunday's out first. Chris and Brett soon follow. Jay is out after 10 minutes. Then Zeke. Hannah feels pain everywhere. Ken is next. I'm sorry. Ken lasted 10, at least.
Bad. He was bad.
Then Hannah, Michelle, David, and Adam. Both Jessica and Will are left. They make it not only to the 1 hour mark, but to the 1.5 hours mark. We definitely had this little exchange where Will's competitive side was somewhat coming out.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, respect your elders, boy, but she says that she told her kids that they can do anything, and Will says that his mom told him the same thing, and I was kind of like, ooh, them fighting words.
But I was almost like, my mommy said I could do it, too. Except it's Will, so it's like,
my mommy
said that I could do anything.
Hey, are we proud of you? Proud David lasts as long as he did, though?
Yeah. David's arms look, you know, very thin at this point, and I was shocked that he lasted longer than Ken and Chris and Brett and Jay. So,
and hats off, I know Jessica didn't win it, but hats off to her. That was But that's the only problem. You go that long to finish second. It's
that's tough.
And she looked like it too.
You know, too.
Yeah, I would have been upset too.
To get that close.
Yeah, and I gotta say, like, kudos to Will though, because that did not look easy. And you know, good job, dude.
Plus, he's taller too, so his arms are longer. So
I think Jay pointed that. You pointed that out, didn't you, Jay?
What?
That his arms are, like he was like seemed like he was higher up than everybody else because he was taller.
I was saying like, is that an advantage or because
I don't think it is though.
No, because I think even Jeff pointed out like eventually your arms and hands will go numb because there's blood's not going to go up to your hands, so his arms and everything are longer. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if it's an advantage or disadvantage. Like, you don't even feeling the pain. But
well, clearly it was an advantage because he lasted that long, and he's so young too.
It's probably the youth.
Yeah, because usually that doesn't happen. But upcha.
He wouldn't need a mason jar.
He wouldn't even get the lid off.
No. Nope.
Oh, brother.
We go back to Vinaka. Hannah, Will, Michelle, Taylor, and Jay all want to get out Adam first. Or rather, Michelle thinks that it's stupid because he doesn't have the numbers and feels it's more of a personal than a strategic move to go after Adam.
And she was right.
She was right. And unfortunately, she's the one that paid the price. So Zeke tells Adam that his plan isn't really going as smoothly as he had hoped. Adam acknowledges he's playing too hard, and he's willing to work with anyone on the tribe in order to keep himself in the game. He appeals to
anyone,
even the person that has clearly betrayed me.
I know you said you're going to put me out, but I will work with you, man.
Yeah. Because I haven't already said that and told you all of my advantages in this game.
Yeah, all of my secrets.
Jeez. All of my secrets.
Here's my social security number.
And here's my bank account and my ATM pin. So really, if you want anything else to prove my loyalty,
anything.
I won't even
anything
get mad.
Anything you need, bud.
Yeah.
Anything.
Adam appeals to the Gen Xers about getting Taylor out. They're worried that Taylor has an item idol. Adam thinks that Jay has it. I wonder how he knew that.
Hmm.
I mean, he seems to be the more smart,
very
player
astute.
In the group,
yeah.
So
they debate whether it's going to be Taylor, Jay, or Michelle. I think that they had mentioned that they kind of insisted on Michelle because they think that she's the least likely to have an idol or had one played on her. Ken insists on Taylor. You know something? I think in this case, Ken was right. I mean, Michelle is dangerous because she's the kind of player that can slip by for a while at Emerge, and before you know it, she's Final Five or something like that. But clear and Taylor
we had one Michelle win and
slip by.
Yeah, one, need another one.
Yeah, there you go. Just with Taylor though, would you guys think that Taylor would have been the right choice here or Jay? Well, Jay has an idol, so no.
I think Michelle. That's the.
I think Michelle, because you still have the numbers, even though Taylor would probably be better in the challenges. You didn't want to get blindsided by an idol, but as it turns out, it really wouldn't hurt you because it was Adam, got the second most votes. So
yeah.
But they don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't want to sit there and go after somebody, and then you know they turn around, they vote Ken out.
Right,
because they play the idol and Ken's one voted out, and you're like, ugh. And then you're now screwed as far as the advantage goes.
Yeah, that's true. I thought for sure the way the episode was heading would have been that everybody turns on Adam. Yeah. Adam plays his idol at like a Wigglesworth. I keep doing that, like a Wentworth, and ends up taking out Taylor or Jay, who don't see it coming.
Yeah, but. I thought Adam was going to go home because he wasn't going to play the idol. And then when he didn't play the idol, I was like, holy crap, he's going home.
Well, you saw that little look that he had with Brett, that little exchange.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought it was kind of up in the air, too.
Does Brett know he has the idol, or is it Zeke?
Nobody knows that Adam has
Nobody
the idol.
Nobody knows Adam has the idol. Oh, that's right. It's David. No, David told
David
Zeke
told
he has the
Zeke,
idol.
And
See,
Michaela
I'm confusing
was the one...
Adam and David again.
So funny.
It's the multiple timeline theory.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Hashtag really Westworld with J. Deck and Mike.
There you go.
So Adam goes to Taylor and is offering to vote for whomever he wants him to. And this is the point where it's like, desperation, hashtag.
Yeah, a little bit.
Taylor still wants revenge. And then we get this quote. Not making you more likable, Taylor. Now I'm at the Merge and I've got my boys back and we're coming to beat you up.
But this was Adam's a reason. I was like, Jay, I thought he was going home because he just left the Gen X to go to the – I go, is he – he's showing that he's playing all the sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Or he's trying.
It's one thing to do it, but you don't openly show it and go, okay, that's a good plan. I'm going to walk over here and talk to my bros.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm just saying hi. I'm seeing if they have any extra banana chips.
Yeah, you know. It's cool.
Seeing what they're doing with those mason jars over there.
Yeah.
Why are they sitting in a circle? You know. Ooh. So David saw Adam talking to the millennials and gets paranoid. Hannah, ironically, tries to tell Adam to relax. She and Zeke discuss how frustrating it is and whether or not he should be voted out. Adam isn't sure whether or not he should play his idol at the tribal council.
I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry. I've had this cough for 2 months at this point, and I don't know why it won't go away. So we head over to Tribal Council. David says that the millennials eat a lot more food than the Gen Xers do. And Brett, like a baller, calls out Taylor at Tribal. Brett's...
Hot.
Yeah, freaking Probst is like, yeah, but who else is hungry here? Everybody is hungry. Hannah's so damn hungry that she could eat Jeff.
That was good. Jeff's reaction was good, too.
Hannah had a great episode.
Jeff.
Hannah had a great episode.
Yeah, she did. Agreed.
Yeah.
That's why she's become the fan favorite.
Sure.
To win it all.
Sure. Taylor's just smiling throughout this whole thing, not taking it seriously. I mean, he had that smirk that, like you said before, you just want to, like, smack it off your kid's face, right?
Exactly. Oh, I was like, going,
like, why are you smiling? Stop it.
I am shocked that nobody, like, slapped him or that Probst didn't. I don't know. I would have been so...
Well, you can't lay a hand on him and get kicked out.
But... That's true.
Jeff is the... Jeff's in charge.
That's I true. Use the word slap very...
And they didn't even seem upset that he did steal the food.
Yeah.
I feel like they were upset, but they were, you know, mature adults about it.
I guess.
And kind of Jeff sort of shamed him enough. He didn't get it because he's a dummy, but Jeff kind of shamed him enough, you know, amongst everybody else.
Worry about it, man. Just can't worry about it. Can only worry about what you can control.
But this, we have this whole thing that Taylor points out that, I'm sorry, Chris points out basically like, Taylor, you're selfish. And Taylor's like, it wasn't selfish. I mean, I wasn't even hungry.
I was wee hungry.
No, did he say I wasn't even hungry? I just woke up and my stomach was messed up?
He said I wasn't hungry. And that's when Jeff went, that's it, like, it's Jay and I are in front of each other, and Jay said that. Smack! I would smack his big melon. I mean, it's just like, what?
That's actually,
what's the matter you?
That's literally like the worst thing that you could say was, yeah. I ate this food, but I wasn't really hungry to, I don't know, 9 other starving people.
Yeah. It's
12. Yeah. The 13 left, right?
Oh, 13 left? Yeah, you're right. You're right. I can't do math. So 12 more starving people.
He just kept smiling.
Yeah, like he just didn't get it, and
he thought he was in the majority, so he didn't care.
Maybe I think he didn't care. I think he didn't care. I mean, he did not get it, and he did not care to get it.
No, he didn't care.
I'm going to go with that. So my hopes for Taylor is that he either epically gets blindsided next episode, or makes it to the final three and has to answer a whole bunch of food questions.
Well, can he win at this point?
No, who's going to vote for him other than Will and Taylor? I'm sorry, Will and Jay.
Adam would. If it's Adam, Taylor, and say Jessica in the final three, Adam would vote for would vote himself out just so he could vote for Taylor.
Because he wasn't getting it.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You can trust me.
It's so ridiculous.
Here's my $1 million.
Yeah, there you go. I just want to be friends, man. You can have all of my votes. Yeah. Okay. We have this other great moment where basically Taylor determines that his food was a medical emergency. And it wants to be like, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're not hungry and your stomach is messed up, you go find a squatty potty. You do not need, you don't need to put more food in it. Maybe that's why your stomach is messed up.
I like Zeke called him out, said, you know, we're all have messed up stomachs at night, Jeff. I mean, just the way it is.
Yeah. And then Zeke also says, maybe, you know, part of this game, you should be practicing delayed gratification, to which Taylor's like, but Figgy's gone. I got this mason jar. So I don't know what that's, you know, I got to wait till the lid is off. Smile. Then they talk about how it's no longer about millennials versus Gen X. It's about trust. Taylor looks right at Adam, and Adam is like, you know, kudos to Adam, where he was just like, dude, you stared right at me. I would have done something like that, but I didn't think that Adam would have done that, so good for him.
Yeah.
So, does anybody else have anything to add that I have missed? Or what do we think about this, about Michelle? I mean, you guys already kind of said that you thought that she was the right move, but... Yep. I think they could have gotten. They were so cocky that they could have gotten away with voting out Taylor.
Yeah, because, but take the safe vote. If you're in this position, take the safe vote. You then
it gives you
neutralize
what? Gives you a 3 advantage. Is that what it gives you?
3-person advantage.
3-person advantage right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can always get Taylor out later.
Yeah, I mean he's such a dummy. Nobody's gonna like him.
Yeah, because we're already saying he can't win right now. So right now, you think Jay could win, Ken could win, Jessica could win.
I don't
Chris
think
could
that
win.
Just
David could win.
David could win if he. Yeah, I don't think actually, you know what? Sunday can't win, right? Because we haven't seen a whole lot from her.
Zeke could win. I forgot about Zeke.
Zeke could win. All right, who's left that we think could win? Brett and Chris. Either of them, can they win? I don't think so at this point.
I think Chris could win. I don't think Brett could.
Really? We have barely seen anything from Chris.
I know, but he seems like a pretty smart player. So
I suppose we see
It just depends who he's in the final three with. Adam could win, but he's got to change his game quick. David could win, but again, it depends on Ken could win just because the people look and go, okay, Ken.
Yeah.
Jessica could win. She's playing a good game. Taylor, no. And Zeke, I think it would. Will, probably not.
I think Will, other than the fact that we're not really seeing too much from him, other than his epic challenge prowess tonight, yeah. I think that his age is probably going to hurt him because he's the youngest at least 5 years at this point?
Yeah, and Jay could win.
That's why I don't think that Jay...
Not our Jay, but...
Hey, I could win too, okay?
You're a winner, honey. You're a winner.
I believe that we will win.
Yes, schmoopsies, yes. That was my answer to no pumpkin, no.
Yeah, basically.
That would be Zeke cheering for it.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. Maybe we should ask if he'll do that. Oh, after he tells us that he probably wasn't a cheerleader. I don't think that Jay would have played his immunity idol for Taylor. Thoughts?
Probably not.
Nah.
Well, why? Only if he felt, because he would probably need to keep Taylor in the game, because right now he's on the bottom.
He has these relationships.
Then we'll get some 1 week safety and maybe still a minority vote that maybe you could flip, or he would have 2 weeks of safety in Detroit.
Or does he go to Brett and Chris and try to work out something there? He seems to have a relationship with Ken. You know, they both like Newport Beach, surfing.
Yeah, so I think that Jay has not alienated as many people as Taylor has, at least from what we're seeing. But I truly think that Jay is... I mean, we've seen this confessional that he's trying to buy his mom a house or whatever. Like, he's not...
Right.
I wouldn't give up any of that just, you know, to save somebody for, 1 week? Somebody who's, like, a complete and utter doofus? So...
Zeke definitely doesn't trust him because he knows that Jay has that power that, you know... He can just look into your eyes. And
he's charming. He's like the millennial Ken. Jay is bae. #.
Aw, thanks.
Aw, you're welcome, Schmoopsies. But no, Schmoopsies, no. So, does anybody have anything else to add to this discussion? Did we like this episode? I think it was definitely...
It was all right.
It was one of the better ones this season.
Yeah, but that's not saying much.
No.
So, but it was all right.
It didn't have much drama. It was either Jay or Michelle going home, and Adam.
Taylor. Oh, Adam.
But it was just a lot of mistakes in this episode. That's all I saw. But
I think tough part about seasons like this is just people that like the show, but just not really good gameplay. It's kind of like this season of the NFL where there's complaints that the play is not as good, so it's just not as fun to watch. It's just not that higher level of play. So it was all right. It was all right. But do we have any...
So last couple of seasons, the strategy has been really good.
Yeah. I mean, last season was more character intensive, I'd say, but their characters are really, really good. This season, they're climbing really good characters.
No.
So I'm looking. There was this discussion via our Twitter, right? Where Dr. Rob had mentioned this is a classic tear apart from an alliance from the bottom up. And this is @ Jay and Jack, the Twitter handle.
Perfect.
It should have stayed with my first... I should have stayed with my first set of picks, which had Michelle. Well, that's just about the fantasy league. And then she talks about what should Adam have done with his advantage. And I think that should he... rehide it, bargain with it, or burn it in front of everyone. So we talk about this before, right? Didn't Steven mention in his season like what he would have done with it, which is...
Yeah, but I think we talked about it earlier. Like, this is not as in everybody's faces.
No. I wouldn't burn it because you're in front of everyone, you're letting people know that
you're
sneaking.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're sneaking. I wouldn't have told... Like Jay said earlier, I wouldn't have told anybody. It's not that big a deal. And it's like, hey, I got this advantage. Well, big deal.
It doesn't get you so much power in the game that somebody really wants to work with you.
That was a mistake. And like I said, I just would have kept it to myself unless I really, really needed it for an advantage.
Agreed.
If not, I would never even use it.
Well, Dr. Rob also asked the question. This is up for debate. So he talked about how this was a ground, a classic Terraport and Alliance from the bottom up, starting with Michelle.
You said that already.
I know. I'm going
back to it. Okay.
I'm going back to.
Did you say that already? Because I thought I heard that.
Ha ha ha! I was trying to reset it up. All right, guys.
By saying exactly the same again. That's good. It's good. It's like a deja vu thing.
Wait, have we talked about this before?
I'm reiterating it. I'm bolding the question. How do you defend against the classic Terraport Alliance from the bottom up? So
you said that a third time.
I know, because you're not answering my freaking question.
Bro, I'm so confused.
So if you're in an alliance like that, if you're Michelle Taylor.
So we are in multiple timelines right now.
Wait, what's the question?
Okay, imagine that you are Jay, Taylor, Michelle, and Will, right? And you have this other alliance coming after you, and they're just trying to tear it apart from the bottom up systematically. I changed the wording around, okay? You guys are not cool, all right? I just want to get the question out, okay? How do you defend against the classic Terraport?
No, stop it. This is out of control.
Thanks, Dr. Rob.
I think we got a title for this episode. I think your only hope is to try and get some people from the Gen X to switch, to flip.
So we didn't see any of that, and I would be curious to hear what Michelle has to say about that in her exit press. Like, yeah, why didn't we see them?
I think it goes back to, like, you know, early on the Millennial Beach where... You know, this small, you know, the Triforce came together and ousted the nerd block. So then when it came time to split and the nerd block went to different tribes with the Gen Xers, they felt more welcomed by those people than by their own generation. So I think this goes all the way back to when the Triforce of four people came together. And you're seeing the residual effects of that, because once it came time for the merge, the millennials weren't all together because the nerd block was more comfortable and more entrenched with the Gen Xers.
So do you think that they thought that they had, though, that nerd block? Like, do you think that they thought?
I guess they thought they had
Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had the four of them, Hannah and Zeke, right? So that's six, but they need seven. So who did they think their seventh person was?
They thought they had Adam, didn't they?
Yeah, but Adam's not going to vote for himself. Like, you need that.
But it's the same.
Please, Taylor, he might. I don't know.
It's the same tone deafness that they had when they put together the Triforce.
Yeah, they won out in that case. Yeah.
They did, which just emboldened it, which was bad. But even back then, I was like, it worked out for this. I mean, this isn't a long term or a long play on the game.
What if this is Jay's master plan? He pretends he's still with his bros, yet he secretly he knows he can work with the Gen X. He gets all those people off.
The nerd block has a better relationship with the Gen X. So why would Gen X work with Jay?
He gets Taylor off, Michelle's off, and he gets some people. Those are votes that he's going to go his way. That maybe he figures he could work his way in with Ken and those people, and they could pick up the nerd block.
I would say Jay's playing one of the better games, but I don't know if it's that good. Like, if he's playing that well,
it would be, because right away you knock them off, you get two votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Very true.
I think Jay could win this. He just has to get in tight with the Gen X. And if he was smart, he would do that next week.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that this is not even a millennials specific thing. This is just generational. Like, you have your tight group of people in your generation or, you know, of your friends, and you think that everybody else is, you know, why wouldn't they be on board with me? Like, I'm so cool and we're so fun. Like, I have fun with them. I have fun with me. Why, you know, why wouldn't they want to join that? I think that's just a classic case of ignorance in general. So,
well, they didn't realize that the kids, the nerd block knows they're on the bottom.
Yeah. So they had to basically they had to do better kind of relation building with the nerd block in order to do that.
Like Jay said, they didn't do it from the beginning. They went off on their there was four of them went off on their own.
Yeah. Well, they needed to reinforce that. I mean, you had Michaela, even though they got rid of Michaela, like she was saying, you know, millennial strong. You could have just picked somebody needs to pick up that mantle of, hey, we got to be millennial strong here. We've got the numbers. I think that we could really do something to you know better our chances to getting towards the end. So let's stick together as a millennials tribe. So I don't know, maybe they even tried that and we didn't see it. But
going back to Michaela, in the beginning of the episode, Jay was proud of himself for voting her off. Do you think he regrets it now?
I don't know. Because he just seems to not care.
You could have got rid of Brett last week. That would have been one less vote for Gen X.
Yeah.
And now you have Michaela on your side, who's a strong competitor, and also like
on Michaela too
he's
soon.
A shield. Yeah, you should have waited till the merge. You should have got rid of Gen X, unless he plans on working with the generation.
The question still remains: how do you prevent, you know, this top down, what was it, dismantling of the of your alliance?
Well, you have to.
How do you defend against the classic tear part?
There we go. How do you defend against the classic tear apart from a top-down alliance?
Close. How do you defend against the classic tear apart of an alliance from the bottom up?
Are you guys smoking over there? What's going on here?
Colleen got some disease and she spread it through.
I've been sick for like 2 months, and it doesn't help that Zachary does not sleep ever.
Anyways,
so I haven't gotten more than maybe 5 hours of sleep.
It's time to tally the votes. You guys ready?
Generally like 4 hours. We have one more thing of feedback.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
This is from Matt. He said, how pumped are you guys for Michelle's exit press? She was such a spitfire dragon joke, so I'm sure she'll be entertaining. Please read this in a very sarcastic tone. I'm sorry. This is the episode where I get to repeat myself. So, Mulligan, how pumped are you guys for Michelle's exit press? She was such a spitfire, so I'm sure she's going to be super entertaining.
Yeah,
first she's
like Bill Belichick.
Did you guys get the dragon joke? So Michelle, there's a secret scene last season, and Michelle believes in creationism, and in this secret scene, she is telling
Michelle that won.
No, the Michelle that got voted off tonight.
Okay. You said last season. There was a scene.
No, there was a scene last episode.
Oh, you
secret
said scene,
and Michelle
she did say last season.
Whatever. So there's a. Do you want to finish
how do you
recording,
prevent
or you want to keep
the dismantling from a bottom-up alliance?
I'm sorry. It's spreading over through the mics.
It's not funny, okay? It hurts when I breathe in. My chest like hurts inside.
You're smoking so much.
I do not smoke.
I know you moved to North Carolina, but come on, man.
I don't smoke.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you?
What do you do? Adamant.
I play with mason jars.
Are you a mason jar diddler?
Mason jar enthusiast. all right.
Who is it?
Do you put that on your resume?
I am. I'm good with mason jars. I can put things in them almost quietly.
I could stack blocks.
I could stack like three of them on
three
top of
each other. Three rows high.
So really? The dragon thing, and she believes in creationism, and in a secret scene from last week's episode, they're talking and, you know, somebody's like, tell us a story. So she tells the story about how dragons and dinosaurs and, you know, they all existed at the same time as like Adam and Eve. And it's entertaining.
Sure, it's not Game of Thrones. She's got the...
It does seem somewhat Game of Thrones-esque. But no. And
Eve was the mother of dragons.
Yeah, it was really Eve. Daenerys is, you know, she's just a figurehead. Anyway, Matt continues. How is it that Jay, Taylor, Michelle, and Will thought they had enough numbers to take out Adam? There are 13 freaking people. Four is not going to cut it. They can't possibly be that dumb, right? Maybe there
Taylor,
was some...
Taylor was in charge of the math.
And he consulted with Brad Culpepper. Maybe there was something that we didn't see. I can't even imagine who else they would think they had with them for this vote. Well, we kind of touched upon this. They must have thought that they had Zeke and Hannah, and maybe Zeke and Hannah could pull over somebody that they worked with, like Chris and Brett.
Let's say we're voting off Adam. So they they knew they didn't have him, but I don't, it just baffles me.
Yeah,
just, I don't get it.
A lot of sloppy gameplay.
I thought the dragons would save them.
Yeah.
Well, let's go here to tallying our votes this week. So for our preseason picks, Jay Starrett, Colleen said merge. You get a point, Colleen. I said final three. And Jack said merge. So Colleen and Jack get points. I get none.
I forgot we're already at the merge. I'm Taylor.
All right, so 9 and 6. All right, and then for who we said was going home this week, Colleen said Taylor. Jack, you said Brett. And I said Michelle. So I get a point. That's pretty cool.
It's cool.
All right, so now it's time to pick who's going home in week 9. Jack, you're picking first.
I believe it's going to be, I think Taylor wins immunity, and I think Will goes home.
I'm crushing you guys in the Fun Office Pools League, by the way.
Because we're not even playing it, so
I know,
it's like,
but
who cares?
I haven't even
played my fantasy football league, that the family league, in like 7 weeks.
So, Jack, you went Will. I'm going to go, Taylor.
Taylor won immunity.
That's what your theory.
Spoiler.
All right. And Colleen, who is your pick?
I'm also going to go Taylor.
Oh, come on. Be original.
go out of the limb and say Ken.
Don't you dare say it.
No. Why would I do that?
If you pick Ken and he gets off.
Oh, Colleen, you.
If
never,
I pick Ken and he gets
on,
off, then
on.
I've won.
Time out. Colleen was supposed to give me her new pick since Michaela was ousted last week, and she never did.
I pick Ken. I hope he gets off. I pick Ken. I hope he doesn't get off.
There you go.
I'm so torn.
That was a Freudian slip there.
I know. You just missed the joke that happened while you were talking.
So
you already tuned me out. Yes,
because
you.
Because you did not get it to me before this episode ended, instead of being 5 possible points, I'm going to deduct it, make it 4 if Ken does.
Wow, that's cheating, but okay.
That's not cheating. Uh-huh. You cheated by not getting to it before the episode ended.
I,
so that's
you didn't
you.
Remind me.
Oh, it's my
well,
job.
Well, I made
you.
My pick in the fantasy league
so?
Before tonight.
All right, so Adam is still in for me, which is like, Jack has Ken and Colleen has Ken, but Jack can get the full 15 points. Colleen can only
that's actually, Colleen, that's not a good move by you. You should pick somebody else, because if Ken does go all the way, there's no way you can beat me.
Oh, that's a great point.
Well, think about it while I say where the current scores are at. Jay has 3. Colleen has 6.
I'm so torn.
And Jack is in the lead with 9.
9? Did I have 9 last week?
No, you had 8.
8? All right.
All right, Colleen, pick. There's 12 players here.
Pick Jessica.
I don't think Jessica's going to win.
All right.
Fine. I'm going to go with Zeke.
Zeke, the friendly sea billy, lives on the sea.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do so at 385-309-0311.
Only time.
Also, you can give us an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Also, you can add us at Jay and Jack on Twitter. You can also at Colleen84, at Crackpot Jack, and at Luke Vank. We want to thank people that make our show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack, especially Eckhart Richter, Brad from Chicago, and Tack from Tokyo. Thank you so much for your guys' contribution and all 150 of our, I think it's actually 151 now, of our patrons. But you know what? Sometimes maybe you can't afford to give anything out, and we understand that. There's other ways you can support us, like writing a review on iTunes. That's completely free. Just takes a little bit of your time to write a positive review on iTunes. Or if you shop on Amazon, you can shop using our link. It doesn't add any cost to you, but it helps us. And that's Jane. If you use the link janejack.com/Amazon to do your Christmas shopping or holiday shopping, that will help us as well and doesn't cost you anything. So whatever you guys can do to help support the show, it all helps, and we all appreciate any form that you can do, especially listening to our shows. Thank you so much for being a part of this awesome community.
Also, if you want to check out some of the other shows, we have, you can go to jayandjack.com/iTunes, and that will redirect you to a provider page where you can see all the shows that we currently offer, including the retired Downton Abbey podcast.
Ooh, la, la. All right. Well, that is it for this week's show, guys. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.